Welcome to the Bookworm Show, where all the passionate readers go. We tell tales from far and wide. Let's open the book and see what's inside. Hi guys, it's Hugo.
And it's Tig.
We're sorry we haven't been able to do a lot of episodes lately. It's been absolutely crazy. And we're sorry we're not going to be able to do a second J.K. Rowling episode, Harry Potter episode. But we're going to do with a normal episode today. Would you mind if I start, Tig?
Yeah, you can do the first book, sure.
So mine is, my first one is a classic. We had to read this for a school project. At the start, I admit, I wasn't really into it, but then it was a really good book. Yeah, Pip is an orphan, alone in the world. Then his path crosses with that of an escaped convict, and his life is never the same again. From the decaying mansion of Miss Havisham and her cold, beautiful ward, Estella, to the new world of unexpected wealth, Pip must struggle to find his way. Mysterious forces are at work, shaping his life in conspiracy of love. In a conspiracy of love, fear, fate, and chance. Pip knows the kind of life he was meant to lead. That he doesn't know is whether life will lead him in the altogether different and startling direction. This is a really good... I'm going to give this a book of 5. I know we've always been generous, but all the books we've been reviewing are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, like, we only choose the best books. Like, it's pretty much like judging. We're like, that book. I like that book more, so we'll get that book. Yeah. We choose the books we prefer.
So, Tig, your book?
Okay. So... I'm going to do the Dragon Keeper series, which is by Caroline Wilkinson. So the Dragon Keeper series is about, it's like an ongoing story. The first one, technically it's Dragon Keeper, but otherwise technically it's Blood Brothers. And Blood Brothers is this dragon who's young and it meets this man and they go and they like go on this big adventure. And then the young dragon like gets lost and then gets... trapped somewhere, and that goes on to Dragon Keeper, which is technically the first one in the series. And so it's about this girl, and her name's Ping, and she's a slave from like this evil master who like there's like the Jade. Well, it's just an emperor, and then the guy that looks after his palace. And so he keeps two dragons, and so one of them she takes out. And he's got, like, this stone that you don't find out until later on. I don't want to ruin it. But, yeah, and so it's important. And so they go through this thing and they eventually, like, go looking... they go on all these adventures and they're looking for the person from Blood Brothers who I won't tell you if they find him or not. But, yeah, I love this series. But, yeah, I'll rate it a 5 because it was amazing. I read it a couple years ago, but, yeah.
My second book is The Seventh Tower, book 4, Above the Veil. This, if you like fantasy, this is amazing. The Underfolk are restless. For a long time, they have kept quiet, occupying the lower levels of the castle, but now they are going to be heard. Tal and Miller are no longer alone in their quest for the truth about their world. They have been joined by Crow, a rebel Underfolk, and his band of conspirators. They know many secrets about the castle and are on the verge of uncovering the greatest secret of all. The darkness is growing deeper. The shadows are growing stronger. And Tal and Miller are in greater danger than they've ever been in before. I'm going to give this one a 4. Because it's not entirely up there with the other books.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good book. Tig, do you want to do your other one?
Yeah, okay, so since I'm just going to be reviewing this series, which is the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of or read. There's been, like, movies made out of them as well, like Diary of the Wimpy Kid and The Long Haul and The Summer Ones and Roger Rules. But, yeah, so it's about this kid named Greg who is, like, a teenager, and it's sort of just, like, a diary of him, but it's a narrative by Jeff Kinney. And, yeah, it's, the families are called the Heffleys. It's Greg Heffley and his mum and his brother and everything. And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
What'd you rate it?
I reckon I'd go 4 just because, like, it's not, like, a novel.
Yeah.
They're just little books, pretty much.
Yeah, they are.
I just read them when I get bored. No offense.
So today, because we don't have anyone to bring in, me and Tyke thought of this new one. We're going to share our stories that we're writing with you.
Yeah.
So my one, I haven't thought of a name for it yet, but technically, how about I just read it?
Yeah.
The Wyvern circled slowly, stalking, watching, awaiting, its eyes fixed on its target, assessing its next move, but not yet. Soon. Breathtaker stared at his injured comrade. It had all gone wrong. It was their first time out of the caves, their first true assessment. They had failed. He had failed. If they came back with nothing, their troop would be severely demoted. It would be over. But they were not finished. Mansaber was nearly next to Chancemaker. He was bleeding internally after being impaled by a unicorn horn. Mansaber was desperately covering the wound with her hand and accessing rapid words in an attempt to heal it. Mansaber had only been able to heal minuscule wounds and cuts, and this was extreme magic. Stress was visible on her face as she attempted the impossible task. Preykiller was staring at the sky, his brow furrowed, as if he had a headache. Suddenly, fire scorched the ground beside Breathtaker. He looked up. A wyvern was circling the air above him. Their luck had finally deserted them. If Mansaber was interrupted, even the smallest chance of saving Chancemaker was destroyed. And if he were killed, he could not lead them back. Preykiller was immediately by his side. He drew his axe. Preykiller readied his bow. He threw. Preykiller fired. The wyvern swerved and dived, heading for Mansaber. It can smell the blood. How he had not thought of that before. It was here for a meal. He quickly sliced open his arm with his knife. The pain was unbearable, but it had worked. The wyvern had a new target. That's what I've written so far.
Cool.
Let me find... What was it called?
Oh, you can't... You can read your bit.
Yeah, I'm only reading my bit, don't worry. So Hugo and I have did this joint story called The Monkey King Rises, which is the first one. And The Monkey King was like this Chinese mythological thing. And, yeah, so we both do a chapter at a time. His name is Yin and I am Yang. So I'll start from the start. From my thing. It had been 8 days since Yin and Yang had run away. Yang's stomach rumbled from the smell of the food in the streets outside the alley they were resting in. Tears slowly ran down his face. His mother had died 16 days ago and they were living with their grandmother, Kui. He wanted to stay with her, but Yin had insisted they leave just after his mother's funeral. Their mother had died of depression and their dad had left just after they were born. Their mum had always told them that someday they would meet their father. They were heading east. Something in his gut had told him to go east with Yin, so he was. They were in Beijing now. It was like a bazillion degrees and Yang's tears were also sweat. Yang sits up stretching his arms and legs. He wonders out loud, where is Yin with the food? Yang goes down the alley and sees a jam rice donut on the floor. It looks fine to eat, and he is about to pick it up when a horde of rats grab it and take it away. Yang mutters, damn it. He follows them to try to get the donut back, but they start speeding up. He has to run to keep up with them. They run into a small hole in the wall, taking the donut with them. Yang grabs a stick and stabs it in the hole. It gets pulled in as well. Yang starts to get mad. He puts a brick in front of the hole so the rats can't get out. The rats start chewing on the brick until it's small enough to fit in the hole. Then they take that too. Yang puts his hand in the hole and tries to get a rat or a donut or his stick. He gets sucked into the hole. The hole quickly seals, becoming another wall in the cave. Yang looks around. This can't all be inside a wall, he mutters, impressed. He walks down a corridor with torches on the sides. There is a skeleton on the floor with a Jian in his hand. Yang takes the sword. He keeps on walking with the Jian in front of him. There is a fork in the corridor. He could go left, right, or forward. A blue aura of light goes from him. He thinks to himself, why am I here? But he just has to go left. What if it's freedom or food or help or yin? He goes left. A blue unicorn dragon thing is standing there. Ying freezes with fear. And, yeah, there's way more, but...
So that's the episode for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Keep reading those books.
Bye.
Bye.